Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Limbo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Preacher Rowe. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Preacher Rowe. And now, play ball. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive towards short. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Preston Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Minor strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Owen moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Furillo reaches second base with a double. Bobby Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Preston Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Andy Pafko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pafko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Sauer moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Owen reaches second base with a double. Sauer scores. Smalley scores. There goes Terwilliger trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Steve Lembo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lembo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Rowe takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Reese. The throw from Owen and he is safe. Reese steals second. Duke Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Furillo hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dubiel strikes out. 1 out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lembo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lembo is 0 for 1 in the game. Lembo takes first base on ball 4. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rowe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Andy Pafko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pafko is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reese strikes out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Snider. The throw from Owen and he is safe. Snider steals second. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Furillo takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Monk Dubiel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dubiel is 0-for-1 in the game. Dubiel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Steve Limbo. Gene Hermansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rowe strikes out. One out. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Brown is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to third. Hermansky moves to second. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Campanella now catching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Preston Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat moves to third. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pafko is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. Sauer moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Dan Bankhead now pitching. Ron Northey pinch hits for Mickey Owen. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Northey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-3, Cubs. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dubiel is 0-2 in the game. Dubiel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Rube Walker now catching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hodges is 0-3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Furillo is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morgan is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cox is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jeffcoat is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat strikes out. There goes Jackson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ward is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sauer is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Pafko is 1-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Campanella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Dan Bankhead. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Abrams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown is 3-3 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Cubs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reese is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snider is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider hits a line drive to center field. Pafko throws towards third. Jackson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Reese goes all the way around to score. Snyder moves to third. It's 8-6 Cubs. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-4 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 8-7, Cubs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Furillo is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell pinch hits for Bobby Morgan. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Eddie Mixis now playing third base. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Smalley is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Terwilliger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Cubs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 7. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Campanella is 0-1 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Robinson pinch hits for Billy Lowe's. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 7. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.